time now for a winter song that's also a very chilly history lesson.
'Twas homeward bound as we crossed the deep. Swinging in my hammock, I fell asleep. I dreamed a dream and I thought it true. Concerning Franklin and his gallant crew.
The singer is Andrew Revkin, who writes the Dot Earth blog for the New York Times. The song is Lord Franklin. It is a lament for the 19th century British Arctic explorer Sir John Franklin, who, as I've learned only very recently, was many things but not actually a lord. Andrew Revkin joins us now. Welcome to the program.
It's good to be with you.
And explain to us first why there is a cold weather song about Franklin.
Well, he left on this mission in the merry month of May, but he was heading toward Baffin Bay, which is always frozen, and especially in the 19th century. That time of the 19th century, as one climate scientist told me, he probably picked the worst year and the worst decade and the worst millennium in the last 10,000 years to try to go through the Northwest Passage.
And it didn't work out well.
It did not work out well, no. They all died.
This earned Franklin one of the strangest sobriquets of anyone in history. The man who ate his boots.
He had already become kind of a hero for going to the Arctic twice, mostly in northern Canada, mostly terrestrial. And he survived a horrible excursion that almost no one survived, and that's where that leathery name came from.
By having eaten his boots.
Yeah.
It's a song you've known for a long time, and you associate it with winter?
Yeah, I first learned it, I think, when I was first learning guitar in college. And I also was in love with folk music generally, and I just was fascinated by the history of these kinds of tales.
With 100 seamen, he sailed away to the frozen ocean in the month of May.
Tell us about your experience in 2003 when you had occasion to introduce this great piece of music to several Russians.
Well, it was sort of a mixed band. There were scientists and Russian crew. I was going along when I was a full-time reporter at the Times to the North Pole to write more, as I have been writing for a long time, about climate change. And we were going to be camped for several days out on the sea ice that was only 8 feet thick and was moving 400 yards an hour. So it was a very sort of weird place to be hanging out. And the Russians were going to take us in a helicopter from the spot where the plane that we were on had landed on the ice. And they got delayed quite a bit. It was supposed to be like an hour. It became 8 hours. And we're sitting there. You can watch your breath. It's very cold. And to keep from getting stir crazy, I just figured I'd pull out that song. So I sang it there in the tent.
You weren't yet, you and the climate scientists, you weren't yet reduced to eating your boots at that point.
No, but one of them, Jamie Morrison from the University of Massachusetts, he was wise enough to pack a sandwich that he'd made. It was salmon salad, and it was frozen by that time, but we all nibbled at it. And this, you know, when you compare this to eating your boots or to the extreme experiences that people who went to the Arctic in the 19th century had, it's mild. But it was feeling kind of like, where is that helicopter? The feeling was of urgency was starting to rise a little bit.
Yes. Well, Andrew Revkin, thank you very much for talking with us and for sending us your recording.
It's my pleasure.
Warming winds thaw frozen ground. Soon polar bears may go where Franklin's bound.
That's a new verse Andrew Revkin and his musical partner David Rothenberg added to the traditional ballad Lord Franklin. And you can see a video of Revkin with the scientists stranded at the North Pole singing the song at npr.org. If there's a winter song that you'd like to share, one that evokes the sense of the season, visit npr.org and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page. Make sure Winter Song is in the subject line.